Hey, are you ready for vacation yet?
Yep, all set.
Really? That's what you're bringing?
Yeah, it's the essentials.
The essentials.
Smoke Night Live is brought to you in part by Espinosa Premium Cigars. Amp up your daily smoke with Espinosa Premium Cigars' signature Nicaraguan character. Whether you're a Maduro maniac, a Habano junkie, or simply looking to dial your flavor intensity to 11, smoke Espinosa every day. Boom, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday night herf. We've been hanging out on dojoverse.com already all night, watching a little hockey, having some fun, you know, soaking it all in, Jordan.
You gotta soak it in.
You gotta soak it in because you never know when
you're gonna smoke alone.
Or you're just going to be smoking in general.
No, you never know. You know, every day on the news, there's some sort of new global threat. You've got stuff going on in Russia. You've got stuff going on in the Middle East. Who knows when the last days will come? And so tonight we are going to tackle that question. Here's the question. If we found out tomorrow that there was 10 days left on Earth. Let's just say the astronomer said, you know what? There was this big meteor and it got put off course and it got sent Earth's way. We've got 10 days left on Earth. And folks, what 10 cigars would you smoke in those final days?
We all gonna die!
I mean, that's not exactly how I would react, but, you know, some people may react that way.
So you're saying I don't have to go to work next Monday.
That's true. You could that
would find the silver lining.
That would be one thing for sure.
You don't work.
Get out of here. I am fully retired. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you got 10 days of retirement. Now, Scotty, I know you're into the game Fallout, right?
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, watched, binge the whole series, the first season already. Loved every episode. Yep, I'm all in for the apocalypse scenarios.
So you are in for the apocalyptic scenarios, and so are our guests. Let's bring them on right now.
No.
Obviously, we've got a nice little studio audience over there with Maddie and Paulie. He brought over some sliders.
Heck yeah, they were delicious.
And if it was the end,
look at them, this new angle.
If it was the end of the world, Paul, I might have some of those sliders in my final 10 days. But Scotty Braband, Trinity Cigar Lounge, you
yes,
will be officially part of the panel tonight.
Let's do this.
Determining the 10
Let's
cigars.
See if people like what I chose.
Yeah, we'll find out. And by the way, audience, you guys are going to play a big part, but let's bring on the other guests. Nick Libretti from JR Cigar. Nick, welcome back to Smoke Night Live, my friend. Are you ready for the end of the world?
Gentlemen, as always, it's a pleasure, and glad to face these last 10 days with the Dojo crew. I mean, if I had to pick someone to go out with, it's definitely you guys.
Yeah!
That's right, baby. That's what I'm talking about. So we've got Nick, and we also have our good buddy, Alex Tavella, the GOAT from Smoke Inn. Alex, are you ready to face the end of the world with us?
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine.
Boom. I knew somebody was going to do that.
Six
Come
o'clock
on. I had to get it in there.
Yes,
go.
That's all we know.
Folks,
we don't even know that
if,
much.
If you are watching the show, please share the show. Why say no when it feels so good to say yes? Share it to your own timeline. Subscribe to our channel. Click the like button. Do all those things. It really does make a difference. In fact, right now, while you're just sitting here, just boom, share the show to your Facebook feed. You know, it'll pump up the viewers and get some new folks tune in. By the way, if the world is going to end in 10 days, we want to just all go out together. So let's make this a community effort. It's going to be a ton of fun on the show tonight. At the end of the show, we will ask the audience to vote who you want to spend the last 10 days with based on our cigar picks. And we're going to let the audience pick a winner between myself, Scotty, Alex, and Nick. So that is how this show will go down. So, Jordan, should we get right into it?
Let's get rocking.
Let's get rocking. All right. So I've sort of set this up for you guys. Each of our panelists is going to make a pick for each of the 10 days. So here's the idea, guys. You want to pick cigars that are going to be your final choices. These might be cigars that you find are just great. They might be cigars that you find are nostalgic to you. They might have other sorts of meanings. It could be pretty much anything, but you get one cigar for each of the last 10 days. So let's get right into it right off the bat. Let's assume that tomorrow is day 10. We've got 10 days left. Nick Libretti, I'm going to go to you first. So you've got 10 days left, Nick, on this crazy ball hurtling through space towards us, the meteor. It's starting to break apart. There's little bits and pieces of it maybe hitting us already. You know, there's some crazy wild stuff going on. And you are ready, Nick, to sit down on day 10. You've got 10 days to go. What's your first cigar that you are going to smoke at the end of the world?
Well, first of all, I want to again say, Eric, thanks for always bringing me on to the like absolutely insane episodes. Never just like, hey, how's it going? Oh, what do you think of this thing? It's always like, all right, everyone's dying. You got yeah, 10 days. Exactly. What are you going to smoke? So I think this question, obviously, it changes day to day, year to year. So it can only be based upon, you know, right now what I'm kind of what I've been really rocking with. And day one is going to my newest favorite. So it's the favorite I've had the least amount of time because I only recently got into the brand. And that's the Crux Epicure Habano in the Toro size.
Mm.
Very recently, past few months, we started working with Crux, and the Epicure Habano is just got this nice, rich sweetness to it. It's a lot of the cigars on here are not necessarily like, you know, crazy opus, but they're easy smokes, smooth, either creamy or whatever flavor profile that they have. It's just a nice, easy, calming cigar. Nothing that I have to think about too much. Nothing that's going to require a lot of touch-ups. And so the Crux Epicure has been my most recent version of that. Just a really, really good smoke.
I love that cigar.
That cigar's a banger.
Smoke just boxes and boxes of that cigar.
Yep.
So sweet for a Habano. Just really hits
absolutely
the spot.
That came in at what, number four?
Number four, I think.
Four.
Yeah,
I think it was four.
On
yeah.
our year-end list. So that's a... That is a very, very good pick, Nick. So day 10, Nick's
picks. Woo!
Nick's picks. He's smoking the Crux Epicure Habano. That brings us over to Alex Tavella. Alex, what is the first cigar to end the world with?
All right. So first I want to clarify something. If I knew that at the end of this there was the possibility that I would actually have to spend the last 10 days on Earth with other people, I would have picked a bunch of turds. But not knowing that, my day 10 pick is probably not what would wind up on most people's list, but this is a cigar that's very sentimental to me. It is the Ashton Double Magnum. That's actually the first cigar that I remember smoking that got me into the world of cigars. So I figured, you know, what better way to commence the end of the world than to start with the cigar that commenced my cigar journey.
I like it. The Ashton Double Magnum. That's what Alex will be smoking on day 10. Scotty Brayband, what about you, day 10? Where are you going with?
All right. So for this list, I had to kind of come up with an overall theme for me, that how they all fit. So my theme is basically going to be nostalgia for some reason or other, and there's a little story behind each other. So my first one that I'm going to smoke is one that was probably one of the first cigars I smoked when I moved out to Colorado going on 15 years ago, and it is the Undercrown Maduro Corona Viva. Absolutely loved that cigar.
Oh, yeah.
It was one of those that it was actually kind of my first foray into Drew Estate overall, actually. And it was one that I was like, oh, yeah, this is something. I enjoyed this. And I still smoke those on the regular. So they have a real soft spot in my heart.
It's like a little baby dogma.
Yep. Love it.
Very nice. The Undercrown Maduro and the Corona Viva size. He even put the Vitola in there for you. And by the way, it is a slightly different blend on that particular one, a little amped up, which is the same blend as the Dogmo, as Jordan alluded to. I am going to go on day 10 also with the nostalgic pick. As most of you guys know, the Espinosa Habano was one of my favorites for a long time, but then it kind of got taken over a little bit by the Espinosa Larange. So I am going to smoke on day 10 the Larange from Espinosa Premium Cigars. That to me, it is the that to me.
I like how you spelled it, Larange.
Did I spell it wrong? Well, it might have been a. It might have been a.
No, you just spelled it Larange.
Okay, well, that's the way he says it. So, I don't know. Sorry, you could have fixed that. You're the producer.
I'm just now seeing it.
All right. Wow. Yeah. Anyways, I'm smoking the Larange from Espinosa Premium Cigars. Yeah. Now I just. I can only
and
say
now
it.
You got it.
And now I can only say it the way
no,
Eric
I don't
says
want to fix it now. Like,
yeah, it's perfect.
Well, it's too late. Day 10's over.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, if you guys are watching on Facebook, YouTube, or X, play along with us. What is the cigar that you would smoke on day 10? You've got 10 days left on this planet. So play along with us. We'll have some fun as we go. Let's jump back up to our good buddy, Nick Libretti. Boom. You had another day to live on this earth. You get 9 more. It's day 9. Nick, what are you going with on day 9, my friend?
So, kind of falling in line with the nostalgic, you know, that we're talking about. We didn't have Davidoff when I first started working in the JR store, you know, back when I was in my 20s. And then we first got it in, and it was way out of my price range. Really, kind of still is. But I remember my manager, you know, they always used to have like, oh, this one's like cracked, can't sell it. And he gave me a Davidoff Millennium. And I mean, are there Davidoffs now that I would choose over it in certain moments? Sure. But overall, the Davidoff I have consistently gone back to. My first love of the brand was the Davidoff Millennium. It was a complex Davidoff before they did complex Davidoff. Before, you know, the Winston Churchill and the Late Hour and the Nicaragua and the Yamasa. This is what they had. And for the time, and even still to this day, I find it to be as close to a perfect cigar as you're going to find. It's there. It's close to there.
Excellent choice.
So weird because I never liked that cigar. Mm. But then the other day I smoked, I think it was one that you brought back from the Pro Cigar. And it was so stinking good. Mm. Like, I don't know, my palate changed or whatnot, but.
What is it about that you normally don't like?
Well, normally it's too leathery for me. Like too much, just overload of the leather. I'm not the biggest leather guy. Mm. But this one wasn't like that at all. It was nice and complex. Bright and fun, but I just thought that was interesting.
So maybe you've changed.
Maybe I've changed. I don't know. Maybe they've changed. Yeah. Who knows?
Who knows? All right, the Davidoff Millennium. For Nick's day number 9. What about you, Alex? Day number 9. What are you going with?
All right, day number 9. Even though the list says day 2, but I'm not gonna.
Oh right, day 2. It's day 2. Yeah, it's reverse.
You,
yeah, you're
you
right.
Know you were thinking it, Nick.
This is day 2.
Thinking.
Sorry, yeah.
I know. I was trying to raise those.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm going with another sentimental pick here. My day 2 cigar would be the 601 Blue Toro, and the reason for that is
Espinosa
that this
again.
Was actually the first box purchase that I ever made as a cigar smoker, and in this insane hypothetical situation. If I was smoking that cigar, it would be the original that were being rolled by Pepin at the time.
Alex, on day 9, besides smoking the 601 Blue, what would you be doing?
Yeah. It's day 2.
Day 2, sorry.
God dang it. Well, you know, I don't know. It depends. So I think on day 2, the Purge hasn't probably commenced yet, so I can, you know what I mean? I can still kind of relax. I don't know. I got time, so I may take care of the, like, you know, the not so quite important things, like, I don't know, maybe go, like, curse out the Flyers front office, or, like, you know,
I like that.
Throw snowballs at the Philadelphia Eagles or something of that nature to kind of just, you know, burn off some angst and long built up, you know, turmoil.
All right, let me see if I can get this right, Scotty. It's day two.
Day two.
Day two, Scotty. What are you smoking on day two?
All
right. The end of the world.
So day two, I am going to throw back to the first cigar that you guys were so generous to let me behind the curtain on for collaborations with Cigar Dojo. And I am going with the original Psychedelic Turtle.
Oh, the OG.
Yes.
What made you pick that over the two, the Psychedelic Turtle 2?
Honestly, okay, so here's the thing. In terms of cigars that I would enjoy more, I will lean towards the Psychedelic Turtle 2. I really love that cigar, but
it's nostalgia.
Yes, but this is nostalgia. We're going with the original Psychedelic Turtle. It was the first night that I was ever on the show. Brought the lounge over, we set it up, we ended up watching the World Series till way too late
night,
in the night, and I ended up having to finally kick you guys out because it
that
was
game went to like
midnight,
2 a.m.
and I'm like, guys, I've got to go home. I've got to tear this trailer down. But yeah, just an absolutely wonderful night, and getting to hear about that and what was coming and what was going on, it holds a special place for me. So
right.
Psychedelic Turtle, Espinosa Cigars.
Wow, there's already been three Espinosas.
That's a lot of Espinosa.
Right off the get-go. All right, day two for me, I am going to pick one of my just all-time favorite cigars that I can smoke every day. I decided to go with the Perdomo Vintage 12-year-aged Connecticut.
Ooh, great cigar.
That particular cigar is just one of my favorites. And so I couldn't end the world without having at least one of those. I might even, this isn't legal, but maybe I'd sneak in. I'd just back to back.
Chain smoke a little bit.
Chain smoke two of those, yeah. By the way, just so you guys know, it is tequila summer. So just so you know.
It sure is.
Look at Libretti.
Oh,
he's
look
got,
at him go. I'm down for it. I'm here for it. Let's do it.
All right.
In honor of tequila summer, I am drinking bourbon.
And that sounds about right for Jordan. I'll be keeping people on it, off his lawn the last 10 days on the planet.
Turns out bourbon, just way better.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's true, but sometimes you got to mix it up a little, Jordan. You know, life is, you only got 10 days
left.
I
do like a tequila night, maybe.
Yeah, all right. Okay, we've already had three Espinosas. This is crazy. Let's go back to Nick. Nick, it's day three. I got that right this time. Nick, day three. Besides the fact that the cigar that you're going to smoke, at this point, what are you doing in your life? You going to like do some final fishing? You got anything that you want to do in these last days?
I mean, I'm kind of hoping, opposite of Alex, I'm kind of hoping the purge has started by this point. I want to get purging. There are so many people that I have on a list that, let's just say, if the asteroid missed, it'd be really embarrassing for me. So I want to
get a lot
that.
Of mea culpas going on after the fact.
Be a lot of, hey, I mean, come on, I'm sorry.
You know, it was unprecedented times. What can I say?
That's fair. Yeah.
So for day three, I went with the first time we ever did our top 25, which is only a couple years ago, 2019, I believe. This actually ended up tying for our first ever number one cigar of the year for JR, and it is the Dunbarton Mikurita Tricky Traca. I don't know what it is about that. Compare it to the regular Mikurita, compare it to the Saka Khan and the Papa Saka, and even I just smoked the new Bronzeback, which I thought was great. This one is just right up my alley. Even though it's stronger, I find it smoother than the other ones. It's just, especially in that 6x48, forget about it. I can smoke a box of those a day.
That very, is the size.
Very nice. Right. Good pick. Alex, day three. What are you going with?
All right, what do I got day three? Ah, yes, day three. So actually, this is the only cigar on the list that I've never smoked, but I can't imagine I would not enjoy it. And that would be the Sober Mesa Brulee Blue Unicorn.
Two Dunbartons in a row.
I felt like, you know, Steve deserved to be in my last 10 days on the planet, although if it was if I had to be with Steve during the last 10 days on Earth, I'm not sure I'd quite enjoy it as much. But, yeah, man, listen, you know, I love what Steve does with Connecticut. I love the Brulee Blue, and I feel like I should have a blue unicorn before we all go up in smoke or fire or whatever happened, whatever is the, you know, end that is coming to us.
It goes really something clarified. Like this. Does that tell you?
Yes.
All right, the Brulee Blue in the unicorn size, the $99 size. That's a good pick because hey, you might as well. At this point, you don't need your bank account anymore.
Yeah, who cares? Who needs the money at this point?
It's five finger discount time at this point. Yeah. Day three, we're full on raiding shells.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Scotty Braband, Trinity Cigar Lounge. What are you going to do on day three?
All right, day three. I am going with my little but mighty favorite from our collaborations that we have done. I am going with the Aganorsa collab, the Bonsai.
Oh, little guy.
I love that little guy. That might be, overall of everything we've done, my favorite collaboration cigar that we have.
Yeah,
that is an amazing little cigar.
That's a good pick. It's small, but powerful at the same time. Lots of flavor.
Hey, size don't matter. Damn. I can smoke all 10 in the day, and I'm good to go.
There you go. Day three for me, I am going with our cigar of the year from a couple years ago, the Drew Estate Liga Privada H99 Jordan.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely love the salty. That's one of the few Drew Estate cigars that has that real definitive salty note to it, which I think brings it all together.
It's like beef jerky.
That's just a killer smoke. I can smoke that every day, but by the way, we asked our guests not to repeat. So see, I can't repeat this one, the H99. If I could repeat, I might. That's how much I love the H99. Day four, Jordan, we're getting down to the halfway point of our final time on Earth. Nick Libretti on day four. What are you going with?
So this is going to sound incredibly pretentious, but I remember first smoking this cigar with Nick Melillo in Connecticut, and I had that like Zoolander moment when they see him do Magnum and like everything's glowing, and that is the Olmec in the natural.
Ooh.
This is going to sound really, really snooty, but I know it's a very, very different cigar, very different than anything else Nick does. But when I was smoking it and he was explaining everything, like everything made sense. It was like I saw into the Matrix because it was just such a weird, unique flavor. And as he's telling me what he was going for, it just fit perfectly. And this was after we had like New Haven pizza and a couple of espressos, a real Ginzo time. So it was just a very, like, it formed a core memory, and I've loved that cigar ever since.
You know, that's interesting, right? Because you guys did Steve Saka, and then I did Drew Estate, and then Nick did Nick.
Nick did Nick.
And then, boom, there you go. You got the trinity of blenders. That came out of the Drew Estate factory.
Yeah, I don't think that's pretend. I mean, that sounds like a cool. I wish I was there. That sounds awesome.
Yeah,
It was.
Now
really,
pretentious
really cool.
Would have been like I smoked a stick that Nick blended that no one's ever smoked before and will ever smoke again. And okay, but
you know, I had the Joe Rogan cigar.
Oh, you had it, huh?
Yeah.
No, I mean he gave me one. I haven't smoked it yet.
Joe gave it
to
you.
I'm pretty sure it's just a tavern.
Real quick on Nick, why now? I actually agree with you in the Claro version. I'm just curious as to why you would pick the Claro version.
It was so different. I mean, it was like this kind of refined rustic. I don't really know how to put it, but it was it connected to the entire story of what he was trying to tell with the Olmec people. And how often are you smoking a San Andreas wrapper that's not Maduro. That's that Claro format. I can only think of one or two other cigars off the top of my head that even utilize that. And to have someone like Nick do it, it just created this very, I mean, the word I keep saying is unique, but delicious, flavorful, complex, mysterious, nuanced, but unique, like really nothing else like it. So while the Maduro is excellent, you know, as foundation cigars are excellent, the Claro was just a different kind of excellent.
Yeah, I actually agree with you 100% on everything you just said.
More complex. It's more complex.
Alex, day four. What are you going to go with on day four, Alex Tavella?
All right, day four. Well, just to add in before that, I'm with both of you. Claro, for sure, 100%. But for day four, I am digging into the smoke-in vaults. Of course, smoke-in microblends are near and dear to my heart. I've taken part in a few. And I had to take it back to my favorite smoke-in microblend, the original My Father El Hijo. This cigar was just phenomenal to me. It had that great shaggy foot, and it's just to this day still my favorite smoke-in microblend release. So I had to show the home team some love on this one.
That's old school.
You know, what's cool about this show, Jordan, is we have the two best guys to have on to talk about the microblend series, like the stuff that JR does and the stuff that Smoke In does. You guys, as retailers, you guys do it the best. Your blends for your exclusive blends are they're unique. They're not just a Vitola. They are, you know, actually blended to be a cool new experience. So anyways, that's just a side note on that. Kudos to you guys because both of you guys do such a great job. Scotty, day four, what are you gonna go with?
All right, at this point in time, I'm getting a little bit bougie. I'm starting to think things are coming, you know, a little bit more close.
Redneck bougie?
Redneck bougie.
Yeah,
redneck
baby. Bougie.
Oh, no, we'll get there. We'll get there. Just hold with me. We'll get to full redneck bougie. But for day four, I am rocking with the first true, what I would consider, like, ultra-premium cigar that I was ever able to smoke. And I am going with the Padron 50th Anniversary Natural.
Ooh, wow.
So like the Family Reserve one?
You are going bougie.
Really bougie.
Are you talking about the Family Reserve or the Hammer?
The Hammer.
Ooh.
Dang.
Have you had that?
Yes, I have had one.
Wow.
That is...
It's the end of the world. What do you expect?
Yeah, I know. But I mean, you were looking at Scotty here. He's, you know, he's riding around the back of a Ford pickup truck and
chasing tornadoes,
hashing out the
hammer,
window,
hanging
chasing
out
tornadoes,
probably,
you know,
probably, you know, shooting dogs.
Darn right, running some coyotes. What are you talking about?
I'm such a nerd that even if the world was ending, I would probably still save my hammer. I'd be like, yeah, this is probably a better time. So I don't want to waste it.
Let's put it this way: when you're offered one, you smoke it immediately before they have a chance to take it back.
Oh my god, that's true. That was amazing. Okay. day four for me, folks. I could have picked a bunch of dojo collaborations on my list. I didn't do that because that would have just seemed self-serving. But I did pick one of our collaborations. On day four, I am smoking the Aganorsa Leaf Reviver because there is just something about that cigar that is just the epitome. Is that the right word, Jordan?
Epitome.
The epitome, of Aganorsa Leaf.
Epitome of hyperbole.
Yeah.
Epitome of hyperbole.
You nailed it.
That has just got that grain, crackery, sweetness, syrupy notes. And also, Jordan, I would pick the second one. I mean, they're very much the same.
The 2021. Yeah. It's better.
Very much the same, but
I've had them back to back to back to back to back lots of times.
I think there's something about that second one that's just a tad better. All right, day five. Before we take our commercial break, Nick Libretti, what are you smoking on day five, my friend?
So, got to join in the Aganorsa club here. Got to validate Terrence, who just did a cigar training with us.
Greatest night of our lives.
He said that yesterday like four times.
Yeah,
of course.
So I'm actually going, I recently really got into the Validation line, which I know is kind of, you know, like their core. It's not as fancy as the Rare Leaf or the Anniversario, but I think it, that entire line really epitomizes what they do incredibly well for each of the wrapper varieties. So I'm going with the Validation Maduro. Just bold, rich, but still has that signature Aganorsa tobacco sweetness and smoothness, that signature taste. Just such a good cigar. And also the branding on that line is incredible.
I'm doing the Connecticut pop right now.
Yeah. Like just that will stand out in any cigar lineup.
Yeah, you know, what a great a line of cigars, because they're super approachable. And by approachable, I mean, you know, affordable. You know, I don't want to say cheap or anything like that, but they all offer something different. And what I like about those is if you find the one that you like out of the Validation series, you can say, okay, now I want to like take up my game to the next level, yeah, and go Anniversario in that same wrapper. Mm. So I love that line. That's a great pick. All right, Alex, day five, what are you going with?
All right, day five. So at this point, I figure we're rounding down the first half of the end of the world. And I said to myself, you know what? I just want a whopper of a cigar. And come to find out, just in case this is not a test, I'm smoking this cigar currently. And this is the God tier cigar, Byron 1850 number one. This cigar, I mean, if I took the band off and handed it to someone and said this has been aging for 6, 7, 8 years, you really wouldn't know that it wasn't. I mean, these cigars are incredible, and I just wanted to have a whopper. You know, price is nuts on it. It's like $55, but who cares? Mm. It's the end of the world.
Right. So price is no object.
God tier. Byron 1850.
Nice.
You know, I like pick. That. I like that pick, because that's one that maybe a lot of people probably haven't had, and maybe one that we should keep our eyes peeled for. I don't remember if I've ever had that particular one.
No, I haven't.
We've got them.
We do.
Stinking good.
Yeah. Okay.
Available at smokin.com.
There you go. Hey, Scotty. It's day five.
Who said that?
It's day five, Scotty. What are you going to smoke?
Well, day five, things are getting hairy.
Yeah,
I mean,
are.
That's there's no hairy way around it. You know, there's kind of, you know, there's some things going on in the streets. People are looting. People are raiding. You know, Nick's over there, you know, purging like, his, you know, to his heart's content. So it's getting a little bit weird. So I'm going to go with the cigar I'm actually smoking right now, because it is one of my favorite, if not my favorite, Liga Privada. I'm going to go with the H99 in Toro.
Oh, so we both are going to do an H99 in our last days.
This is such a great
days.
Cigar.
Yeah.
Such a great cigar.
You're smoking that right
this.
Now?
I'm smoking it right now.
Oh, all right. H99 gets two nods at the end of the world. There you go, folks.
I wonder if after a worldwide purge with so many people gone, if there will be enough H99s to go around by then.
Mm.
Maybe at that point, they'll have enough point. For us all to have some.
Somehow only
most,
five
most
packs,
of us.
Though.
I don't know about us all. That's asking.
Somehow only five most. Packs. No boxes.
Exactly.
All right, day five for me, Jordan. This one sort of has a fitting name for our show, actually. Day five for me, I am going with the 22 Minutes to Midnight. It has that sort of that ring of being like a you know, where you don't have much time left. But Caldwell's 22 Minutes to Midnight. Wait, what did I say? Yeah, 22 Minutes to Midnight.
He said 22 in, midnights to
the in the. I can't remember,
sorry.
Jordan. Do we like the Connecticut or the Habano better? It doesn't really matter. They're
well,
both
I can
incredible.
Both. Yeah. I did like the Connecticut a bit more personally, but.
Yeah, if you guys haven't had a chance to. That was our limited cigar of the year a couple years
22,
ago?
22, I think.
Yeah, absolutely a phenomenal cigar. All
phenomenal.
Right, so we have gotten through the first 5 days, folks. And when we come back, we're going to do the last 5 days of the Earth. We're going to find out. And then we're going to let you guys vote to determine who you want to spend those last 10 days with. Are you going to spend them with me, Scotty, Alex, or Nick, based on our cigar picks? So, ladies and gentlemen, before we get there, this show is sponsored by JR Cigars, one of the world's largest online cigar stores. JR's inventory ranges from everyday bundled cigars to incredibly high-end boxes, plus a large selection of cigar accessories. Enjoy the best prices on your favorite brands, such as Romeo y Julieta, Monte Cristo, Crown Heads, Davidoff, Espinosa, and many more. Make sure to try one of their exclusive lines, such as the Drew Estate Nightshade, or my particular favorite, the limited edition Cigar Dojo 10th Anniversary Champagne by Perdomo. Celebrate over 50 years of excellence and stock up on your favorite cigars today. This show is also brought to you by Espinosa Premium Cigars. Espinosa Cigars was the Cigar Dojo's first ever Cigar of the Year award winner. And since then, they have consistently placed their cigars on our coveted year-end list, placing more than any other brand in the last decade. Whether they're crafting up a full-bodied Maduro at the San Latano factory, or whipping up a zesty Habano at the fan-favorite La Zona factory, or heck, even serving up a knuckle sandwich with Guy Fieri, Espinosa packs the flavor that craft cigar fanatics crave. That's hard to say. Get in the Zona state of mind with hit releases such as the 601 Blue, Espinosa Habano, Murcielago, or the opulent orange treat that Eric Espinosa himself dubbed Jordan
L'Orange.
With a lineup this good, you'll have no excuse but to smoke Espinosa every day.
Every stinking day.
This is episode 421 of Smoke Night Live. We are chatting with our good buddies, Nick Libretti of JR Cigar. We are chatting with Alex Tavella from Smoke Inn. And of course, Scotty Braband of Trinity Cigar Lounge. And of course, the Wonder Kid producer, Jordan. Jordan, the last 10 days, do you have any plans? The last 10 days of the Earth, do you have anything you're going to be doing? No, that's it.
No, we're on day six. It's not yet. Too early.
He's just giving up.
Just getting ready to die the whole time.
Just getting ready to die. Is it?
Gotta hurry up living or hurry up dying.
All right, Jordan, bring up each one of the guys' lists real quick before we go on. I have picked, or let's start with Nick. Yeah, Nick picked the Crux Epicure Habano. He went with Davidoff Millennium on day two. Day three, he did the Tricky Traca from Steve Saka. And then he went with the Olmec Natural from Foundation. And the Aganorsa La Valadocion.
La Valadocion.
Yeah. Maduro. Alex went with the Ashton Double Magnum, the 601 Blue Toro. He went crazy with the Brulee Blue Unicorn, which I like that pick. And then he went with a micro blend from Smoke Inn, the original, my father, El Hijo. And then one that I'm not super familiar with, I'm familiar with the brand, but I don't know if I've had that particular cigar, the 1850 number one. Scotty, he went with the Undercrown Maduro as a sentimental pick. Also, another sentimental pick with the Psychedelic Turtle, which was a JR exclusive from Cigar Dojo and Espinosa. The Aganorsa Leaf Bonsai, Padron 50th anniversary. He was going baller there. And the Liga Privada H99. Sensei, myself, I went with the La Ronja.
There you go.
I'm going to say it different every single time.
You got it.
And then I went with the Perdomo Vintage 12-Year-Age Connecticut. I also went with a H99 Liga Privada. And then the Aganorsa Leaf Reviver, one of my favorites. And, of course, the Caldwell 22 Minutes to Midnight.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. All right. We will go in reverse order for these last five. Jordan, so that'll go to me on day six. For me, I am going with none other than the cigar that I am so hooked on right now. I cannot stop smoking this cigar. I am going with the La Palina Goldie number 5. If you have not had this cigar,
Get your
hands on it. It is an absolute banger. I sort of feel like, Jordan, that it might be better than the first run. I
think it is.
Which is saying a lot.
And it's better than the number two. The famed number two. That's the one that everyone goes the most nuts over. I think it's better.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. It's expensive, but who cares? Because it's the end of the world, for crying out loud.
All right. We know it.
Scotty Braband, day six. What are you going with?
All right, day six. People are a little tired. They're calming down a little bit. They're getting a little bit wore out
maybe
from all
thinking,
the looting.
Maybe the Earth isn't going to end.
Yeah, maybe, you know, kind of that second reprieve type situation. So I've got a little breather. I want something a little nice. I want something smooth and rich and that I can wash the blood off my hands and sit down on the back porch and enjoy a Liga Privada number 9 in Toro.
So you're going two Liga Privadas.
I'm going two Liga Privadas.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Right?
Wow, back to back.
Oh, they are back to back. Wow.
Yeah, Scotty, I like it. All right, Alex Tavella, day 6. What are you up to?
Okay, day 6. At this point, I figure we're like, you know, we're halfway there. The boogaloo has commenced. The purge is in full swing. And, you know, I'm going in theme, right? I'm going to Twahe Anarchy. It just it fits the mood. And it just, I mean, I just envision myself. I have this nice anarchy. It's hanging out my mouth. I'm fighting off, like, meth zombies and other intruders from my house. And, I mean, like, this is it. This is the day where it's going down. Mm. So to Twahe Anarchy, it just fits the bill for what I envision of first day of the last half of the end of the world.
Anarchy for anarchy. I like that.
Abe gave me one of those at the show at the PCA. I'm so excited to smoke it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Abe.
All right, Nick Libretti, day 6. What are you going with?
So I'm kind of in the same mindset for the one I picked for day 6. So I'm imagining, like, there's just, you know, Mad Max in front of me. It's just chaos, smoke, and screams. And I have a punch golden era, and I'm just enjoying the chaos. Again, a nice golden easy smoke. Probably the first punch that has really caught my attention in a while. And when I talked to John, the brand manager for that, explained the full history about it. That's such one of those cigars recently I haven't been able to put down. But yeah, totally just like, we're in a golden era right now of just chaos. It's all done. I don't have to worry about my insurance anymore or my car registration or what my dad wants. Like, it's just that. It's just golden.
All right, I like that. All right, day 7, here we go. Day 7, I'm ripping off the tags from my pillows and mattresses. Screw those guys. I don't care if it's illegal or not. Day 7, Jordan, I am smoking the Ferrotego Generoso. I could have picked any of the years. It doesn't really matter to me. I like all of the Generoso lines. So I am going to do that, get that syrupy deliciousness that Ferrotego offers. I absolutely love that. You know, I first started smoking those, Jordan. I was on the Connecticut bandwagon.
You're an Elegancia guy.
I was an Elegancia guy.
And I was saying, nah,
I
nah,
have
nah, nah, nah.
since shifted over to the Generoso.
Welcome to the dark side.
Yeah, so that's what I'm going with on day 7. Scotty Braband, what are you going with on day 7?
Day 7, I am going to smoke my favorite Tatuaje Monster series, because at this point, I'm thinking, I've seen some things. There are some definite monsters in the world that were lurking in the shadows that aren't anymore. People are doing crazy things. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go with something that's fitting to the theme, and I'm going to smoke the Bride.
Ooh. Very nice. I like that pick. All right, Alex Tavella, it's day 7. What's up at the Tavella household?
Day 7 at the Tavella household. At this point, I may not have made it considering what I envisioned ensued the day before. But considering I'm still around, I'm going to take a break, right? I'm going to kick back. And I'm going to fire up my favorite Davidoff of all time, the Davidoff Chef's Edition 2018. I figured, you know, last 10 days on earth, I got to have a Davi in there. And this is my favorite Davidoff of all time. So hopefully the chaos has calmed, at least for me, a little bit. And I can kick back with my Davidoff Chef's Edition.
And, you know, you're probably, speaking of Chef, you probably have like several fires out in the front yard. You're like, you know, cooking a squirrel over one of them on a little rotisserie,
yeah, exactly.
You know, that kind of thing. So you're
bringing out my inner chef.
Inner chef, right. That makes 100% sense.
You know.
All right. Nick, day 7, what are you going to go with?
Well, I don't know about cooking squirrels in the front yard. I'm definitely probably doing some Marie Callender's pot pies at this point. I mean, if there's any power left. I mean, kind of gotten out of to that point. But for day 7, I'm going with what I still believe is, for me, a top 5 cigar of all time. It's the H. Upman 175th. I think it revolutionized a brand. I think to this day it's probably still one of the best cigars AJ Fernandez has ever made. And that also goes hand in hand with like the new 180th that's coming out, which is extremely, extremely similar. But that was all that was tied for Tricky Traca for our first year we even did a top 25. And I still have a couple left that I'm saving with that nice yellow cellophane. But the 175th was just a remarkable cigar. And as we get closer to, you know, D-Day, I'm like, I need something to start bringing my... I'm probably depressed at this point. Mm. Probably exhausted from the purging. Like, you can only hack with a machete for so long
right.
before you start getting a little introspective. So I need something to kind of take my mind off of it.
What do you think... by the way, just before I ask this question to you, Nick, that cigar is real popular here in Dojo Studios. Jordan, that was one of our favorites. That cigar is a banger.
Nice giant smoke, too. Like, how did they get a Medio Tiempo wrapper around that Churchill? Get out of here.
Yeah, right.
one of the great mysteries.
Yeah. Nick, what do you think is like a really good apocalypse weapon? You got baseball bat, you've got a machete. There's obviously you've probably got, you know, a couple guns at your disposal. What are you picking?
Guns are always great. I'm leaning towards a machete because listen, eventually you're going to run out of bullets. It's going to happen. And they're not making any more of them, you know,
right.
at this time. So that could happen. And then you don't want something too heavy because you're going to get winded swinging it. You know, people do. Oh, I'm going to have a baseball bat with spikes in it. You get winded, the spikes get stuck in things. Mm. A nice light machete with a good blade, you're just hacking your way to freedom.
I didn't think about the nails getting stuck, the spikes getting stuck in things. That's a pretty good forethought. Yeah. You've put some
thought
into this.
I might have thought about this a little too much. Yeah.
Ooh. Did you guys hear that thunder?
Tavella, what are you swinging at the end of the world? You got a baseball bat? You got a what are you doing?
Well, I mean. First, it's flamethrowers as far as I can go. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, until I'm out of any type of, it's definitely flamethrower. I mean, we have to go that direction. But at that point, I probably want to go old school and want like a 6 foot like halberd, like an old like knight and you know like axe spear type you know weapon, like hopefully like a gladiator type helmet, which I do own because I'm a Renaissance fan freak, so I own these things.
Nerd!
But definitely flamethrower first weapon of choice.
All right, we have to ask our resident redneck Scotty, what is the ultimate apocalyptic weapon?
Oh, well, while you have ammo, it is a short barreled shotgun with double aught buckshot. Turn everything in front of you into jello in a heartbeat, you know. It's the original Pink Mister. So that one will handle most of it. After that, for the up close and personal stuff, I'm going to have me at least a short handled axe, if not like a hatchet, and I'm going to be cracking skulls.
Mm, I like that. I'm just going to go with some really well placed insults. Really well placed insults. All right. It's day 8. We've only got a couple days left, ladies and gentlemen. On day 8, I am going to smoke get ready for this, folks, the HVC 500 year limited edition version. Now there's two versions floating around out there, and unfortunately the limited edition version is a bit tricky to get, if not impossible these days. You can still get the HVC 500 years, and it's a fine cigar. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it, but if you can get your hands, Jordan, on the limited edition version, it is one of the all-time classics that Rainier came up with. That cigar is one that I've often said, you know, like people talk about their desert island cigars. That's on my short list for desert island cigars because it's just so perfect. All right, Scotty, it's day 8. What are you going with?
Day 8, we're starting to wind down. I'm getting a little sentimental. I'm getting a little sappy. And I'm going to roll with the first Opus that I was ever able to smoke. And
you already smoked it.
No, not the Opus.
No.
The first Opus that I've ever smoked.
I already smoked it.
No.
Keep going.
Rolling with that, and I'm going to go with the Fuente Opus X Purple Rain Lancero.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. A Lancero? That's a...
Purple Rain!
It's a little bougie for the final couple of days.
Well, yeah, but yeah. I'm like, I'm going, you know, it's one of those where it's like I'm bringing back those thoughts and like all the good feelings and, you know, what I was doing at the time when I was able to smoke that cigar for the first time and just, you know, really kind of getting into my feelings at this point.
Wow, he's the redneck, he's got some feelings. He's
Who knew, right?
Yeah, meditating and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. All right, Tavella, it's day eight. You've only got a couple days left. What are you going with?
Okay, it's day eight, regardless of what you people say. I am going to be meeting up with Scotty. He'll have his shotguns and his axes. I'll have my flamethrower and my halberd. And I'm going to join him, and I'm going to light up my opus. But this opus is going to be a BBMF. I mean, it's the end of the world.
Heck yes.
We're two BBMFs strapped to the gills. And, you know, we're going to hang out on our last few days, smoke some opus.
We're going to be cracking heads, laughing, and smoking good Fuente.
Why do I get the feeling that this panel is sort of looking forward to this?
You know? I think that's going to be the hardest part about the apocalypse is acting like I'm not excited. I think that's going to be the hardest part.
All right. Day eight. Nick, what are you going with?
Well, it's funny that they both went with Opus, and Eric, me and you both going with HVCs.
Oh.
So I'm going with the HVC, the Pan Caliente. Just the straight up Toro Pan Caliente. I mean, my entire belief in HVC as a company stems from that cigar. Everything else that he's done, the Costecha and the Hot Cakes and the Black Friday, everything stems from my love of Pan Caliente. It's still a once a week cigar for me when I have it.
Well, there he goes. The HVC gets two nods on day
eight,
and Opus. There's two Opus goes down on day eight. That wasn't even planned. It just happened
what
that
are
way.
The odds?
But by the way, going to day nine for me, guys, don't run too far off because I'm joining you on day nine. There's only 2 days left, and on day nine, I am smoking the Fuente Opus X 20th anniversary. Well, the last time I had that cigar, I said to myself, self, this is the best, one of the best cigars you've ever smoked in your life. It was just so incredibly perfect. Everything about that cigar was amazing. And I've only been able to smoke a few because they're, you know, they're kind of hard to get your hands on.
I wasn't too hot on that when it came out.
I know.
And then like a year or two later, it
right.
was like, whoa.
Yeah, exactly. Hello. Same with me. I fell in love with it later on. Scotty, it's day nine. You've only got two left. What are you going with on day nine?
Day nine, I'm getting all the way into it with just everything and thinking back over everything that's gone on in my life. And I am going to roll with the first cigar that I smoked with some of my good friends after my open heart surgery that was gifted to me. And I am rolling with the Davidoff Nicaragua Box Press.
Nice.
Oh, nice pick.
The box press is better.
The box press is way better.
Why? Why would you say that?
It's got a cooler smoking temperature to it. It just seemed more complex to me.
Yeah. More flavors, better burn. That's an absolutely amazing cigar. And man, that hit just on all senses. After basically 3 months of not smoking, and then that was the first one back, it was like, holy cow. This is what I've been missing.
So that's a bit of a nostalgic pick,
yep,
but also one that you just love.
Yep.
All right, day nine, Tavella.
Day nine.
What are you going to go with on day nine?
Okay, day nine. I only got a couple left. So what I'm going with here was if you forced me and I absolutely had to pick my favorite cigar that I ever smoked, it is the Lito Gomez Small Batch number 3. Now, this is a bit of a throwback. This was released in 2010. But in my opinion, this is the greatest cigar that La Flor Dominicana has ever released. And it was the first cigar that, like, really blew my mind. Like I said, to this day, if you forced me, I would pick this as my favorite cigar of all time. So, I have not much time left. I have to have this one before we go.
So, like, on that pick, Alex, it's your favorite cigar of all time. You have 1 day left, but you're kind of saying, since this is the day before the last day, kind of like the end of the world eve, you're able to sort of enjoy that one a little bit.
Well, Yes, and for me, my last pick is, it is the only pick that can possibly be that pick, which we will get to. There's reasons why this came before that.
All right, there you go. All right, Nick Libretti, it's day 9. What are you going to smoke?
So, coming up to the last days, I wanted something richer and more interesting, and then you'll see, you know, what my... I don't think I have as cool of a story as Alex or my last one, but so I wanted something rich, a little complex, and something, you know, my last two were things that I got to work on as well for our company. So I went with the JR Pure Origin, the Tedder de Andes, which we released earlier this year. Again, this has been a weekly smoker for me. AJ Fernandez and Rafael Nadal blended it. It's just, it's everything I want, you know, when I was, you know, getting, I got some of the test blends that Rafael had made, and I'm just like, this is perfect. The box looks great, everything about it. And so much of my life has been JR, like, you know, since I was 20 years old, that, right. You know, if I'm going out, I'm going out with the nicest version of the JR logo, which is that Pure Origin band, so.
I like that. You sort of put a little bit of, hey, you know what? This is a little tribute to my life, to my life's work, what I've been doing. So there's some nostalgia also involved in that one. It's a nice pick.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Eric.
All right, this is it. It's the final day, ladies and gentlemen. This is the end of the world. It's the last cigar that I'm smoking on this planet. What am I going to smoke, Jordan? What will it be? And if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, or X, what is your final cigar? What is the final cigar that you are going to pick as you look up and you see that meteor heading towards Earth, barreling towards Earth at thousands of miles an hour, and you know this is about it? What are you going to do? Well, here's what I'm going to do on my final day. On my final day, I am smoking the cigar that we picked for our luxury cigar of the year this year. The Davidoff Anniversario number 1. It is a beast of a cigar, and
it'll last you all day.
And that isn't why I picked it, but it is a beast. It's about that big. And it is just perfect. It's one of the only cigars, Alex and Nick, that is that size that I don't get bored with. I didn't get bored with that cigar. Like, all the way through, down to the very end, I was blown away. All that sort of nutty, kind of warm roasted cashews flavor and all that. Like, in my opinion, yeah, it's an expensive cigar, but it was every bit worth every cent, Jordan.
Nice.
Jordan, I know you're not in this contest, but what would your final cigar have been had you been in this contest?
I hadn't even given it.
Oh, you put him on the spot here. All right.
Maybe I might go with the Davidoff 50th anniversary.
The Diademus
Venus.
I almost picked that, but I thought I'm going to go with this one instead. Yeah. But yeah, that's a great pick. Good pick. All right, Scotty, this is it. This is your last day, brother. All the rednecks are out in their trucks. They're just shooting randomly into the sky.
Yep. And you know what? I'm joining them. I'm going full redneck for the last day. I'm breaking everything on this whole board right now. I'm cracking me a bottle of Jack Daniels because that was the first whiskey I ever had in high school. And you know what I'm lighting up? I'm going to light me up a wood tip Swisher Sweet. Hold that Jack Daniels in my hand. Walk out into the front yard and flip that meteor the middle finger. That's what's happening. I'm going out in redneck style.
Yes. So badass.
Yes. I love it. Oh, my gosh.
Nobody saw it coming.
Oh, my gosh. That's incredible. Hey, now I just feel so bougie.
M. Night Shyamalan twist ending.
Me and Scott are standing out there, and I've got my Davidoff. And he's just got his Swisher, drinking Jack Daniels.
Straight out of the bottle, you know?
It kind of fits, though, Scotty, that me and you would be doing that together at the end there, yeah.
Go out the way I went in, you know? It's like, this is it.
Okay, Alex, it's the last day, brother. Besides the cigar, do you have any final things you're going to do on this planet, and what are you going to be smoking when you're doing it?
All right, so it's the last day. I really haven't thought about what I'd be doing at this point. Who knows, you know, I'd either be with my family or I'd be like in a drug-induced coma somewhere. I mean, it is the last day. If you were ever going to do it, now's the time. But with that being said, the last day on Earth, it's a big occasion. And I personally, and I feel like a lot of people probably share this, but I have an occasion cigar. It is the cigar that I only smoke on big occasions in my life. I smoked it when my two children were born. I smoke it every year on my birthday. I also smoke it every year on the anniversary of my sobriety. And that is the quintessential occasion cigar, the mother of all occasion cigars, the Padron 80 Year. And for me, that would be in natural.
Wow.
Nice.
You know what's funny?
Heck yeah.
That's a perfecto, right? That's the...
That is a perfecto.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's nice.
All of these ones that we've been picking on the show tonight, where there's been a choice, I think we've picked either the natural or the Claro.
That is true.
Yeah, I think that has.
That's sure. sort of interesting, right? Like, I agree with his pick. That's I would go the natural.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, natural all the way.
In that, but
I want to cover up all the nuances, you know?
Yeah, right. I think the Maduro just covers up some of those nuances just a little bit. Well, that's a fantastic pick. I like that pick a lot. Nick Libretti, it's your final day, my friend. What are you doing on that day, and what are you smoking?
I mean, I'm probably going to eat myself into a heart attack before anything actually happens. I'm just a mountain of Chinese food, pizza, whatever I can get my hands on. I'm watching Big Trouble in Little China one more time because I'm going out with Kurt Russell. And then, this one actually might have been the easiest one for me the entire time. I'm going with the Crown Heads Mother Church.
Oh, wow.
I have talked about this cigar since John developed it for us, and he sent me test blends back in 2020, 2019, whatever it was. It's just perfect for any time. It's smooth. It's sweet. The story on it is great. Just everything about it. And it was the first cigar project I got to work on as like a brand manager for the company. It was the first one I got to like collaborate with someone, program a release, you know, so there was a lot riding on it, and it was so successful. We're actually planning on another, you know, a new version of it this year. But I'll never stop advocating for that cigar. I think that everyone needs to smoke it whenever they can.
Okay, folks. Jordan's going to bring up the final
picks, boys.
And we'll take a good look at them, and then we're going to allow the audience to vote and see what they think of our final day's picks.
How many? How long we want to give them?
Well, first, let's bring up that list. Bring up the list so that people can see that.
All right, let's take a look here, boss.
Oh, they're kind of small there, but
there's a lot to digest there.
There's a lot to digest there. I'll do the last 5 days since I already covered the first ones. Nick on day six was going with. Oh wait, bring that. Man, it's too small now, Jordan. I can't see it. Nick did the Punch Golden Era, the H. Upman 175, the HVC Pan Caliente. On day nine, he went with the Pure Origins, and then his final day was the Crown Heads Mother Church. Alex, on his final 5 days, went with the Tatawahe Anarchy, the Davidoff Chef's Edition, the Opus X BBMF, and then he went with the Lito...
Big bad mother...
And there we go. The Lito Gomez Small Batch number 3, and then he wound it up with the Padron 80-Year Natural. Scotty went with the Liga Privada number 9, Tatawahe the Bride, the Fuente Fuente Opus X Purple Rain, Davidoff Nicaragua Box Press, and then he flipped off the Meteor with a Swisher Sweet and a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Darn right.
On day six, I went with the La Palina Goldie number 5, the Ferriotego Generoso. On day eight, I went with HVC 500 Years Limited Edition. Day nine, I picked the Opus X 20th Anniversary Edition. And on my final day, I chose the Davidoff Anniversario number 1. So if you guys are looking at that, me and Jordan will put up a poll and you guys can vote. How long should we give them, Jordan? 3 minutes? Three?
I think three is good.
Scotty, maybe you guys could talk amongst yourselves about...
talk amongst yourselves.
The best possible end of the world movies. What do you think depicts some of those better than anything else.
Oh, wow. I mean, it's one I thought, you know, especially while I was doing this and creating this list, is the movie I thought about was Deep Impact. That was one that kind of struck a nerve for me. And I was like, you know, what would it be if that was the case where you had plenty of time to think about it and you had plenty of time to get right with yourself and your family and your friends and everybody else and kind of how that would go and what you would want to smoke through all that. So Deep Impact for me.
What do you think, Nick?
Are we talking like an end of the world movie, like an apocalyptic post world?
Yeah, whatever. Like, you know, movie where you have some ends. Fun with it. Whatever you think.
Because I'm a Mad Max fan. All of the Mad Maxes were just tremendous. So I do love that kind of just.
What do you think?
But wouldn't that be post apocalyptic?
Awesome. Well, what, that's okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
What do you think is the best of the Mad Max movies?
It is tied between 2 and 4.
Yeah, I think 2 and 4 tied. Is the best.
One. Yeah, two is The Road Warrior is excellent. But Thunderdome is still a great film. Thunderdome is still good.
There's also something charming and cool about the first one because it was so low budget, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. In terms of like end of the world movies, Deep Impact is great, but like being a child of the 90s and summer of 97, Armageddon, or, you know, kind of it hinted at end of the world, but that's Bruce Willis really chokes me up every time.
Those two movies came out like the same time, didn't they? Those two?
I think they came out the very same close. Summer.
Yeah, same summer.
That always happens.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Two similar
it's almost
movies.
Like they know they're going to do it and compete.
They do. Yeah.
Weird.
What about
I
you?
I think Deep Impact was the better movie, by the way. I do think Deep Impact was a much better movie, but Armageddon, like, I saw it in theaters. It was a thrill ride.
Oh, Steve Buscemi in that was amazing. I absolutely loved him in that movie.
Classic.
All right, Alex, what do you think?
All right, so hear me out, right?
Okay, good.
Has anyone ever seen the SpongeBob movie?
When the apocalypse was coming in?
Yeah.
Bikini Bottom?
Yeah.
You know, Patrick and, like, leather and the spikes? I mean,
That is it. Thank you.
I didn't see that one coming. Paul, what's your pick, Paulie?
Oh. Come on.
You had all this time.
What's yours, Maddie?
I'm just gonna watch Interstellar for the. That's what I'm going for. Surviving it.
Interstellar. All right. That's kind of an end of the. I don't know. What about you, Matt?
I actually just bought the watch.
No, we can hear you.
Matt is going with his little closeted dirty secret favorite movie, and he's also going to go with Armageddon.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Two Armageddons. Okay, two Armageddons. All right, I'm tabulating, Jordan. Are you tabulating?
Give me a sec. I'll start tabulating.
We're tabulating the votes. By the way, Scotty brought up what he was going to eat on his last day. What are you going to eat, Nick? What's your final meal?
It's tough, man. I'm going to do at least one good sandwich. Chicken cutlet, prosciutto, fresh mozzarella. One really good pizza. And then probably some kind of combo of boneless ribs, lo mein, and fried rice. Egg roll.
Yes.
Scallion pancake. All the Chinese is in a bowl. No fork. Just
put your
dive
face.
In, get after it. Right. Yeah,
yeah. There's no need for manners at this point.
See, I would almost have to be like, I almost want to say that I would just like break into my apocalypse stash of Twinkies and just eat all the Twinkies I could possibly cram into my gullet.
But at the same time, Scotty, if the world for whatever reason didn't end, those things would last forever. Like,
That is the original apocalypse food, right? Yeah, that's the thing that saves. It's like the cockroaches and Twinkies. That's all that's left. I mean, we've all watched the Family Guy episode, right?
Yeah. Yes, we have. I was just thinking about that.
What about you, Tavella? What are you eating? Your last meal?
Well, last meal, it's the last day on Earth. Unfortunately, it's everybody's last day on Earth, so I'm sure, you know, we're in that Mad Max phase. I live in Florida, so I'm probably eating iguana. I mean, that's probably all that's left. I mean,
by the way, you
know, tastes like chicken.
I've eaten iguana.
Tastes like chicken.
And yeah. I couldn't really tell the difference. I honestly, now this, I know it's, you know, people say it tastes like chicken, but it really did taste like chicken, Jordan.
Iguana,
you remember that?
Frog legs.
A lot of bones.
Kind of a lot of bones.
A lot of bones.
There's a lot of bones.
No bones
in
about
an iguana. All right, so we have gone through our picks for the last 10 cigars that we would smoke on the planet, and we have allowed the audience to vote to determine who would they like to be hanging out with so that they could smoke the same cigars that we have. Who did the best picks? Jordan, do we have a winner or losers?
Winners? We do. I don't have like a cool way to like display it or anything.
That's all right.
I'm just going to say them.
Yeah.
So we'll go last to first.
Okay, last to first
is tradition. Nick with 16%.
I figured without Opus or Padron, I figured I was coming in dead last.
Okay.
Normally I would go the next one and then jump up to first, you know, to make it more interesting. But there's some ties, so I have to just jump up to the winner, and then I'll tell you the ties. The winner is, with a drum roll somewhere, here it is, Alex Sevilla with 44%.
Oh, he killed us.
Destroyed.
The heck?
Not even close. Scott and
Be
Sensei
warned.
Tie at
if
19%.
The flame throw you.
The Alex. Percentages I know are slightly off, but they, you know, both the programs sort of round in their own directions. So
Alex got his minions out there to put, I think, to push him over the top.
Dang.
Where are my people?
Let's take a look at his.
Where are my people?
Right, no rednecks on here, apparently.
Let's take a look at that. You can do a victory lap here, Alex. That is your board. That is the winning 44% board.
Alex, in your picks, what would you say is going to be your favorite day out of all of those, days? Because some of those were nostalgia picks, but out of those 10, what do you think is the one that you're going to be like looking forward to the most? Which cigar?
So out of those 10, probably day 9.
Yeah.
It's probably that small batch number 3 is probably number 1, the most unattainable. And like I said, if you really pressed me, that is what I would consider my favorite cigar that I've ever smoked. So I definitely would be looking to that. Of course, this was a hypothetical scenario, and you know, unless John Carney has some in the stash, I will probably never smoke that cigar again.
Well, let's hope it's hypothetical. I mean, you should have seen the weather out here right before showtime. We weren't exactly sure that we were going to have a show because it did look like the end
man.
Of the world.
The
was
lightning was crazy.
Yeah. So, Nick Libretti, JR Cigars, tell us what is going on. How can they follow you on YouTube and such? Give us an update, my friend. What's coming up on JR Cigar in the next few weeks?
Yeah, so yeah, check us out on the Long Ash podcast, available on YouTube and Spotify and Apple Podcasts. JR Cigars on YouTube and Instagram. We have some great new exclusives that we're coming out with over the next few months. We got one coming out with Aganorsa, one with Crown Heads, one from Quesada. You know, we have a lot of really interesting stuff coming out starting in probably early June. So pay attention. It's going to be an amazing summer.
Fantastic. I can't wait. I can't wait for the Aganorsa one. That sounds amazing. All right, Alex, what is going on? Smoke in. You guys got a show tomorrow, or what's up with you guys in the next week or two?
So, Smoke in. Well, currently we have going on the insane giveaway of the Padron Fuente Legends box. All you have to do is purchase a participating box of Padron or Fuente, and we are giving away a full box of the Padron Fuente Legends. I don't even know what you call that piece of history. I think that's
like what, $7,000 or something, right?
Yes, we're giving one away.
Jeez.
101 LDB Blue, long-awaited, should be dropping soon. And I'm gonna give Dojo a little exclusive teaser.
Okay.
On the KMA front, we don't have a show tomorrow, but starting next week, we will have a new co-host joining the show.
What?
Oh.
little new flavor to KMA, and it is flavor, let me tell you.
Her klutz.
You guys,
her klutz.
You guys didn't...
I wish. He's too busy.
You guys didn't, send me any info. How am I... Am I the... I don't, is it me? I don't even know.
It's definitely you. It's definitely you, Eric.
Okay.
I didn't agree to this.
Folks, on Wednesday, Flavor Odyssey is going to be a little different because... Izzy from Drew Estate will be here, Jordan, in studio. She Woo-hoo! Will be here in studio.
It's always fun in studio, baby.
So we're going to be picking out good pairings for the S84. As you might imagine, like one pairing might be, Scotty, the blackened whiskey. Seems like a logical.
Maybe. Seems kind of, like what you should do.
So that'll be a fun episode, having Izzy here in studio with us. A week from tonight, you guys, we are going to be doing Smoke, Stash, or Trash with none other than Tim Swanson from Cigars Daily. So that'll be a ton. I want a ton of fun. I want to thank all of our guests for joining us tonight. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Scotty. You guys were amazing. It was a fantastic show. Appreciate it very, very much. It is Friday on the dojoverse.com. That means it's Friday Night Herf. Get your phone out. Go to dojoverse.com. Check in your favorite cigars.
Watch some Avs.
Watch some Colorado Avalanche hockey. Do a little now playing. If you're listening to something cool, we want to hear it and blah, blah, blah. Share what you're drinking too, Jordan.
Mm.
Like to do that as well.
Tequila summer.
So until next week, remember, everybody,
never smoke alone.
See you guys next week. Oh.